Hey, make that record skip.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
We going ham, y'all, hard as a mother. So crank it!
Okay, folks, we are starting out another show here of Real Estate Realities. We are in the thick of it. We always start with the good and the bad. What I want to tell you right now, you may be wondering, what's going on with the economy? It's up and down. Why are we hearing about Jackson Hole? What's going on in Jackson Hole? And so Jerome Powell gave his speech, and he was saying we're going to proceed carefully, but we're still going to need to have some rate hikes, is what he's saying. You know, the job is not done yet. And that's where we're seeing home mortgages. If you're out there looking for a home, your interest rate is increasing. There's no doubt about it. And the prices aren't going down yet because people have golden handcuffs, right? So inventory is staying low. What do I mean by golden handcuffs? It's those individuals who have mortgages at 2.5%, 3%, 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, 5%, right? 80% of homeowners have a mortgage below 5%. And so it's not appetizing to sell. Even if you're looking to move up into a bigger home, you're trading in your, let's say, 4% interest rate for an 8% interest rate. So what we're seeing is people staying put. They may be finishing that basement, expanding out the square footage on their home, but buyers are having a tough time making the numbers work. And a lot of inventory got scooped up over the last 3 years by investors because we saw record low interest rates. And smart investors know one of the best hedges against inflation is real estate. So we saw a ton of people running to real estate, picking up investment properties, and they are holding them because the numbers work great. They're borrowing money for cheap. And why would you get rid of them? I mean, you're going to sell, you're going to pay Uncle Sam. And what was it? I think it was 2021, one out of every six homes was purchased by an investor. And they're buying and they are holding. Folks, they are not letting go, and that inventory is going to stay suppressed. That's what the national forecast looks like. Right here in our backyard, Colorado Springs, we're looking at 1,200 homes on the market. Probably going to see it seasonally dip in the winter to 900, and then next year we'll probably just stay right around 1,200. Not going to see the multiple bidding, not going to see, you know, a ton of appreciation as we see things level, and in some areas decreasing more quickly than others. We'll talk about it as we talk about how every area is not created equal and how nationally we're seeing different responses from certain areas, certain states that are seeing a big decrease and other states that are seeing appreciation still. You know, many places in Florida still seeing strong appreciation and the affordability is still there. So you may be looking at an interest rate of 7-8%, but you're buying a townhouse for $250,000. Just had some good friends relocate down there. Sold their townhouse here for $400, purchased a townhouse down there for $250, similar in size. Taxes are a little bit higher, but then you do have the trade-off of no state income tax. And so we've seen areas throughout Florida still seeing growth, while we've seen areas like Portland, Seattle, even Denver, losing the appreciation, starting to level, and decreasing, you know, pretty strong in some areas, other areas still staying pretty protected. Kind of goes back to the basics of real estate, whether you're buying in areas that are not established with high taxes, maybe metro districts, constantly seeing competition with builders, right? I'm going to go over some of those tips on, you know, it's not a blanket don't buy right now. It is, you have to be so careful what you're buying. And I tell people that. It's very interesting because you're saying maybe I should wait and rent a year and not purchase. Exactly. For many of you, you need more of a down payment to make things work. And areas you're looking at, you're seeing prices decrease. So there's no doubt about it. Next year, the home you're looking at right now will be probably 10% lower. So be very careful. Like I said, it's not don't buy. It's be very careful what you're purchasing because you can make a very, very poor decision where you could see your house $100,000 less than what you purchased it for in a matter of a year. So stick around. It's Justin Hermes with the Property Group, now located 305 South Cascade. Reach out to me over the break, 719-232-1063. We'll be right back here, KRDO News Radio.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, we're into the meat of it here. Matt says excellent, and he makes the show possible. Jerome Powell, again, that's the news today out of Jackson Hole is, we're not finished. He did say we'll be cautious, but more rate hikes on the horizon, and it has been dampening the market for sure. If you have a house for sale, you know that. It's been a totally different market month to month, and prices right now are starting to level, and you're seeing that nationwide. When you look at top economists, they're going, it's not a 2008 scenario at all. Many of you understand that. If you bought a home in the last 10, 15 years, how difficult it is, the loan process. They basically are drawing your blood. It is looking through every nook and cranny of your finances. And so loans are good. Appraisers aren't in cahoots. And what we're going to see is inventory stay low. And for those of you know, inventory has to go up for prices to take a big dip down. So we'll see a leveling. In some areas, we may see prices decline more than others. And we saw today, first time in a long time, that the median sales price for a new build is below now resale. And that's where people are going to be left out kind of in the cold, is those who have made the decision to purchase right next to new builds, because it's constant competition for, some areas, the next 10 to 15 years. And so when builders are competing with you, they're offering incentives, they're offering lower rates, and, they're brand new homes, right? With warranties, everything like that. And you look at a buyer out there going, would I want a brand new home, or do I want to buy the one down the street that was purchased 2 years ago, right? So those are areas that are going to see more of a decline, is where you see a new build construction, because the builders will be dropping their prices as well as the resale homes, and they have some of the highest taxes in town are those new build developments, where you see taxes, $4,000 or $5,000 a year in a Sterling Ranch that 5 minutes away in Forest Meadows, your taxes are $2,200. A year. So taxes are something you got to keep an eye on. Metro districts are something you need to keep an eye on. Very, very important. And then we see the increase in insurance. We've seen insurance double over the last 5 years. And that definitely has an effect on housing. When you look at your principal interest, right? That is goes into your payment there. Interest rate sensitive. But then we add in taxes, which have almost doubled in the last 7 years. And then we look at the insurance, which has more than doubled. Where you used to be looking at a house for $400,000, you were insuring it for $800-900 a year. It is now $2,200 a year. These all add up. So now all of a sudden you have your principal interest, your interest rate's higher, but then your taxes and insurance are also about $300 higher. And then you add in utilities that are double what they were 10 years ago. And so all of this puts a crunch on things. And then not to mention, if you're in an HOA, there's many areas right now that are being affected with high HOA dues, whether it be from multiple hailstorms, right? There's some HOAs out there in the south end of town that have had 3 hailstorms in the last 5 years. And some insurance is coming in just saying they're dropping it, right? Insurance companies are going, we're not covering your complex anymore. Find somebody else. And, we don't want the risk. It's not enough bang buck for us. So as insurance companies pull out, some of them out of the whole state of Colorado, what happens? Less competition, prices go up, and we see HOA dues increase along with the increased cost for landscaping, snow removal. All this adds up to higher HOA dues. There's some communities out there that have seen their dues double in the last 6 years. And so it's something to be very aware of as you're purchasing. Look at the HOA, do your due diligence, and look at the taxes. Look at the insurance. You have to dig in deep. And if you do your research and you're diligent about what you're buying, you can still get a good buy. Takes a lot of work, though. And you just can't go out there like you did 3 or 4 years ago and say, hey, the numbers work if I'm an investor, or hey, this payment works because it's less than what rent is. Now you're looking at it going, geez, I can rent the same house for $1,000 less. So there has to be some real creativity when it comes to today's housing market. More rate hikes on the horizon. Don't have inflation under control yet. That's a boy, wow, that's crazy, because I didn't know that. I haven't been feeling the pain at the gas pump or grocery store. So I'm glad that I tuned in so I could figure out that inflation is not under control. Duh, right? For those of you out there who are, you know, shopping at the grocery store, you know, even plane tickets, right? I mean, prices are through the roof, and employment numbers haven't come down enough, right? And so those things have to happen before the Federal Reserve says, hey, we feel like we have this under control. And with oil, you know, sitting at about $80 a barrel, and that looks like it'll be there for a while, I don't see a big decrease in gas prices. It'll be very interesting, the variables coming into this winter with Ukraine and Russia and the energy fight going on in Europe. And if they have a cold winter, it will be, you know, it'll push for sure. It'll push energy prices through the roof. We saw that here in Colorado Springs, right? I mean, all of a sudden we decommissioning Drake Power Plant and we're then buying energy off the market. And so what does that mean? It means an increase in the utility bill, saw those things double. And so now you got to look at it and go, what can you control? Right. And that's the thing. When you're looking at purchasing a house, you are in control. Right. Don't let somebody push you out of your comfort zone. If it's not comfortable, if it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. If you get anything out of today's show, get that. Right. Do not get out of your comfort zone when it comes to real estate, because, you know, your body's telling you something. Right. Your brain's telling you something. You know, your gut is saying, step back. Doesn't feel right, listen to it. It's very important financially. You have to be aware of you know, the purchases that you are making. And home sales have declined again this month, right? And there's no secret. We've had 10 years of steady growth, right? Coming out of 08, we started to see the growth in 2013, uptick, and then COVID poured gasoline on the fire when it came to appreciation. Between 2020 and 2022, homes went up 36%, right? So the median sales price went up 36% in 2 years. So nationwide, this is what I'm getting at. Not here in Colorado Springs. This is nationwide stat. We saw the median home price go from $403,000 to $552,000. Well, we could sustain those increases because money was so cheap. And now looking back, right, many top economists are going, the Federal Reserve kept rates too low for too long. And this is why we're not going to see a housing market crash, is because people have cheap mortgages. And we're not going to see those houses come on the market. Just like I said before, the investors aren't going to be selling either because they're borrowing money for cheap. So we're not going to see a bunch of supply come on the market. Inventory is going to stay low. And so what does that mean? We'll probably see, you know, a little sideways on the graph for housing prices, right? But they've taken, this is a stat that is just goes over the whole United States. So don't think of it as right here in your backyard, but it's good to have a big picture of what's going on nationally. And the first quarter, housing prices were down 9%. That's the largest single quarterly decrease since 1963. And it was a strong pullback from the multiple offer, you know, prices soaring, appraisal gap situation, to now sellers are giving concessions, right? Now it is totally different. The ball is in the buyer's court. They're beating up the sellers, you know, to say, and, you know, inspection items have to be complete and seller concessions are going to be paid, right? And so you have to look at what you can control, right? And the first thing I would tell you is don't speculate on the market. The market is what it is today. Don't speculate the market going up. Don't speculate the market going down. You have to look at today's market and if the purchase makes sense today. And if you're doing that and you're doing your due diligence, you won't get hurt. It's when speculation comes out of the closet that people end up in trouble. What does that mean? That means a lot of conversation happening right now is, what do they say? Marry the house, date the mortgage, right? And then when rates go down, you just refinance and you'll be able to afford it. Well, that is something you shouldn't be betting on, because you're betting against history if you look back to the 1980s. And so if you can't afford a home now with today's current rates, do not purchase it. It is that simple. Maybe you need to rent for a year or two and step away from the table. If you can afford it and it makes sense, great, go for it. If you're going, I want to be a homeowner and I the payment doesn't make sense to me, maybe get creative. Maybe you buy a duplex. I just helped a gentleman buy a single family home for $360,000, and he's turning the basement into a duplex and renting it for $1,300. And then all of a sudden his payment is $1,500. It is very affordable. So there's ways you can be creative. There's ways you can buy with your kids. If you're going, I am a little nervous about the stock market, I don't want to bank on a 401k as my sole retirement, pull some money out, invest with your kids or grandkids. They're paying rent to somebody else. You might as well say, hey, you can get an owner-occupied rate, little Johnny, and you can get that for 7%. An investor rate's going to be 9.5%. Why don't we purchase a duplex with you? We get one of the units as a rental, and you can live in the other one and contribute towards the payment. Now, not only do you have an investment together, but you're then getting the tax write-offs. And then little Johnny isn't paying some random investor's retirement. You're investing as a family, and that is how you have to look at things going forward. I want to set you guys up for the best success you can have when it comes to real estate. Call me over the break. We got Austin Darby joining us next. My number is 719-232-1063. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities with the Property Group, located at 305 South Cascade. We'll be right back.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high?
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Whoa, children. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away.
All right, folks, welcome into the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. If you're joining us for the first time, reach out to me. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Austin's been a longtime supporter of the show with Main Street Insurance. He's done several insurance policies for you, the consumer, and been a longtime supporter of the show. So appreciate that, Austin.
Yeah, thanks a lot for always having me, Justin. It's a pleasure to be here.
You got it. You got it. So you're kind of dealing with the same industry stuff we're dealing with, is which you're having to really dig really hard for your clients right now, because it's such a battlefield out there when you're trying to get good coverage and good rates for people, huh?
Yeah, it's been a big flip. I talked to a lot of people in the insurance industry, and it's good always expanding your knowledge and talking to people that really know about it. But they said this is one of the worst years they've seen in insurance. And I've talked to people that have been in it for 50 years. I mean, it's
really
incredible to hear that.
50 years, they haven't seen it this bad, huh?
Yeah, this is, well, they said they've seen one other time where it was like this. It was like, I think in the late 80s, they said that they had another time where just, you know, interest rates were spiked, insurance rates were doubled. But back then it was still, you know, coconuts and bananas out there. It wasn't too big of a deal. It went from 300 to 600. Now we're talking 3,000 to 6,000. People are going, oh.
Yeah, it's a big difference, huh? It's just never fun when you see how much it increases and you're going, you know, shoot it. And on top of all of it, I'm still paying pretty healthy size deductible if I get the damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so number one, tell us a little bit why the increases. And then number two, tell us if there's anything you're telling the consumer right now, of, hey, try this with your policy, try that, things you can do differently to try to combat, you know, the struggle.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I mean, feel free to call me anytime, 719-464-4705. I'm always happy to help and chat. You know, even if I can't get you the best rate right now, what I've been doing with people, if their rates are skyrocketing and we can't get you a better rate, I'm putting them in my book to call back, and I put a reminder on my calendar to call you back in 6 months or a year, because rates will come back. That's what people have to realize. So for right now, what I'm advising people to do is, we're getting towards the end of hail season, right? Bump your deductibles. So bump your deductibles for the next 6 months or a year, if you can afford to do it, right? You know, bump your deductible from $1,000 to $2,500, you save $500 for the year because rates are up no matter what you look at. And I've had people tell me, you know, multiple times, oh, hey, my rate went from $2,000 to $3,000 this year. And that's terrible. It's a 50% increase. But we're averaging now 51.5% increase on home policies or rental property policies in Colorado. And that's just overall inflation, it's fires, it's hail.
Well, so what are some of the things that you're telling people? I mean, you mentioned the deductible there, but is there anything else people can be aware of?
Don't overinsure. Well, you hear a lot of people say don't underinsure. Don't overinsure either. You know, we've talked about this quite a few times, and I see people that'll have a 2,000 square foot home and they insure it for $950,000 because that's what they think they could sell it for. Make sure that you're talking to contractors, which is what we work with. And that's what I tell people every time we're talking is we're a one-stop shop, you know, 719-464-4705. I want to make sure I give that phone number out.
Yeah. And you can text it too, folks. He'll respond to you via text and just give Austin a shout. He does all my investment properties, my personal one. And reached out to me the other day talking about LLCs. Everyone loves to talk about LLCs. I don't know why. They think it's like cool to get an LLC, which I'm not saying it's bad, but the layer of coverage that is much better as an umbrella, because this person I was talking to owned the house free and clear, and I was like, so your house is worth $400,000. You realize that your risk is still $400,000 because they can go after you, take the house. Yes, they can't come out with your personal stuff like that, but if you had an umbrella, they're going to settle with your insurance company. So this whole thing of everyone's gung-ho to create an LLC, they should be gung-ho to get the umbrella insurance first.
Yeah, and that's, I think the LLC thing is Another important layer, exactly.
But no one talks about the umbrella. They all love to talk about, oh, I've got all these LLCs open.
But here's the thing, too. You can put your LLC underneath the umbrella. Like all of your LLCs are under your umbrella.
Yeah.
So you have that extra layer of protection. Put the umbrella over your personal stuff first and foremost, especially if you got kid drivers. I mean, you think about this. You got some 17-year-old driver that's driving to school, maybe texting his friend on the way there, rear-end somebody. They don't go after the 17-year-old kid. They go after mom and dad.
That's one thing I want you to hear out of anything Austin says today is get the umbrella coverage. Do it right after you close. Get the umbrella coverage. You set up the LLCs down the road.
And I don't know many other brokers that can write a standalone umbrella. I can write a standalone umbrella. Even if I can't win your home and auto right now, I can get you an umbrella policy. Even if you have USAA and you don't want to switch, even if you have State Farm and I can't get you a better rate, I can still get you that umbrella for cheap. Usually if it's just your home, your auto, and one investment property, you're right around $300 for the year.
And it's a tax write-off.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so, less than $30 a month, dollar a day.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, going back to that too, though, is, you know, so we talk about insuring yourself, your liability, but your building. I mean, that's what I tell people. I've had a ton of people calling on hail, and we partner with so many good contractors. I mean, you've introduced me to a ton, roofers, GCs in general.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people that are insuring their home to the sale value and not to the rebuild cost. Realize that your land is super high value here in Colorado Springs, but also all your utility hookups are there.
Yeah, the taps.
So all you got to do is rebuild the structure. Mm-hmm. You're not rebuilding the land. You're not rebuilding all the taps.
Today, you know, talking about before you came on, you know, talking about interest rates, we had another rate hike this last week. Powell raised it again. And so I think people are just sensitive to it. But ultimately, we just go back to, hey, call Austin, do the research. He'll throw you through 30-something different companies, and he'll let you know what your best deal is and whether you should switch or not.
Yeah, and that's my number one goal is to help keep you informed. Yeah, good to check. That's exactly what Justin and I always talk about. It's always good to check. Like I said, reach out 719-464-4705. I'm always happy to help. Call or text.
Yeah, just get educated on it, folks. That's all we ask is you know what you know if you're paying the fair price. We hear so many people talk about cash flow. Thanks for being a supporter of the show, Austin. Thanks for coming on today. Give it some advice to our radio listeners.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Justin. Like you said, it's raining a ton. Call me for that umbrella.
There it is, baby. All right, folks, another show in the books. Justin Hermes, the property group located at 305 South Cascade. Give me a call if you have questions. In the meantime, 719-232-1063. Be a blessing to somebody else. Use the gifts God has given you and bring joy into others' lives. That is the ticket right there. We'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. Thanks for tuning in.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.